White House border czar Tom Homan is defending plans to spend up to $20 million to give ICE officers electric gloves that can deliver a painful shock. In an interview on Fox News Channel, Homan says the gloves are a tool to help officers end confrontations without using lethal force. In Bardstown, Kentucky, Nelson County jailer Justin Hall says his agency began using the gloves sparingly 4 years ago.
They strap on, and basically you got a power button that you hit.
Hall says that unlike tasers, the gloves do not leave burn marks or cause people to fall down.
It lets you get the control of the person to where you can get them in a safer location and actually try to gain compliance.
Civil rights groups say the gloves are cruel and there are concerns about their safety. I'm Jennifer King.